Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome the fear or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to simplify the complex world of investing so that it's not intimidating or overwhelming for anyone. So I am super excited to introduce Maggie Gomez. Now, Maggie is a certified financial planner who's worked for Charles Schwab, Morgan Stanley, and E-Trade. Now, after realizing only wealthy individuals had access to quality financial advice, she left to create her own company, Money with Maggie, where you can receive help regardless of your net worth. Now, she's created over 100 finance and investing videos on her YouTube channel, offers one-on-one sessions, and has a course to help beginners get invested with confidence. Maggie's goal is to make it easier for people to start investing sooner. Well, welcome, Maggie. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Wendy, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I love the work that you're doing. I know it's not easy doing sales, so I appreciate you having me on and helping me out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And quite frankly, I just love how you're helping everyday folks create wealth through investing. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. It is very exciting to see people that were afraid and overwhelmed actually buy their first stock and open their first account. So I absolutely love it, and I'm excited for more people to start investing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just bridging that gap and making it very accessible. And like I mentioned, your zone of genius is really in taking that complexity out and replacing with simplicity. So, but I'm curious exactly, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own financial advising company, financial planning? Because, I know you're working for some pretty hefty firms. And they probably really valued your presence. And then one day something happened. So shed a little light on that if you would.
Yeah, so it was a 2-year process of figuring this all out, but the thing that kind of just made me go for it was when I was working at E-Trade. When you're broker of the day, you get to take the inbound calls. And what you're hoping for is the client that calls in and says, I have $100,000 or I've got $1 million over at Fidelity and I want to move to E-Trade. How do I do it? So that's what you're hoping for as broker of the day. What you actually get is mostly beginners that call in and say, hey, I've got $500 or I've got $1,000 I'm looking to invest. I want to buy some medical marijuana stock or cryptocurrency. And that's what you mostly get. And I started to realize, these people are beginners. They want to start investing, but they have no idea what they should be doing. So they hear somewhere, some excitement about an opportunity and they want to get invested. And so many calls like this, like call after call. And most of the advisors just send these people to the call center. I would actually take the time because my heart was like, I could see myself in this person. And so I would take the time to say, hey, here's like a couple other things that you could get invested into in addition to that, that will be more stable for the long term. And so after seeing that time and time again, I was like, okay, there needs to be more guidance for these people that are just starting out that want to invest.
No, that makes perfect sense. And obviously, you felt not only that compassion, but I'm guessing a lot of courage to be able to step out of, you know, the umbrella of some major firms that were already, you know, front runners in the financial space to take your name forward and say, hey, I can do this on my own. So yeah, I commend you for having that courage. And you know, so how long have you had your own financial planning business now? And based on that original idea of understanding this huge need for beginners, has your business mission or vision evolved at all during that time?
Yeah, so it's been about 3 years just over that I've been on my own, where I actually left E-Trade, but I saved up for 2 years prior to that. So I did put a lot of thought and planning into actually quitting and starting this. So I saved up enough money to support myself throughout the beginning stages of business. Right. And it definitely evolved over time. It started out as an all-encompassing financial wellness, financial help with budgeting, saving, investing, getting out of debt, managing money, all that stuff. So it was this wide umbrella of, I can help you with your finances. I think my first freebie or giveaway was how to get your financial ish together. And it was just like this five-step thing to get kind of sorting out your finances. And the more and more I got into the business and further along I went, I realized that there was a lot of people that were doing this, even though I didn't know it when I was working in corporate America. But I started to see it in the social media world, that there were some people that were helping with budgeting and all this stuff. But what I noticed was that there was very few people that were really specialized in investing and that had the skill set of working in the financial industry, building portfolios for clients, like really understanding all the complexities of the investing specific world. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this niche and opportunity where it's like, okay, maybe I can start to partner with people that are doing the budgeting stuff and kind of offer complementary services so we can help each other instead of just kind of redoing what they're already doing.
Right.
And so that's kind of what led me further down to the investing space and realizing more and more people do want to actually invest, which I did know initially, but I didn't know how to kind of focus in on it for a business.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You know, what comes to mind is you obviously have this wealth of knowledge and you can see from A to Z where people really need a lot of support in their finances. Mm-hmm. And so you started out with the idea of, okay, I can help them with everything from how to save to how to do this and how to budget and how to plan and how to invest. And what I'd like to illuminate here is that sometimes when your approach is so broad, it's difficult to resonate or present that perfect offer or next step for people because you're offering so much. And so what you've really done naturally is narrowed your scope to the one thing that obviously you're an expert at all the different areas, but this is the one thing that you really saw that you could not only bring a lot of value, but create a huge presence for yourself. So yeah, that's fantastic. I love how you really were sensitive to what was going on and pivoted, you know, adjusted. So have there been any big, you know, other than narrowing your scope, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
I would say definitely the becoming a business owner was something way harder than I ever imagined. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I know finance. I could help people with finance. Well, how do you turn that into a business? And that's why it's taken me 3 years to get where I am today. Mm-hmm. If you told me 3 years ago it's going to take 3 years, maybe I wouldn't have even quit. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't know.
Thank goodness.
I was naive. I was like, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be on every interview ever on CNBC. And a year went by and I was just learning how to create decent YouTube videos. And it was just such a process. So I would say my biggest hurdle was like learning to manage all of the things and putting myself out there to even offer services to clients. That was pretty scary.
Right. So, So you realize that you weren't born with all the skills to start a business, first off.
Yeah.
But then, like I talked about earlier, you know, finding that courage to just get yourself out there and keep getting yourself out there. So can you share maybe a technique or you know, what you did in order to be able to overcome that? I don't know if the right word is fear, but just in, you know, holding back from getting yourself out there on a consistent basis.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's definitely fear. And I didn't realize it was fear until recently when I'm like, this is fear. Mm-hmm. What I did was I really leaned into the why behind what I was doing. And it was twofold. One, to really help people, because I've, you know, being on the end of growing up poor and kind of coming from a very lack background to moving into abundance has been so transformative in my life and allowed me to do so much. And I want to help other people do that as well. So that passion of that, and thinking like, it's really unfair that you hear, go see a financial advisor. People say, oh, talk with a financial advisor. Well, the other side of it is you have to have money to talk to a financial advisor. They're not just talking to you for free. And I thought that was really unfair. Mm-hmm. So leaning into that, but also into my desire for building wealth. And I had it as a goal to reach a six-figure income. And I did a lot. I followed a lot of steps and I got to that position where I was making six figures in corporate America. It was my dream job at the time. Mm-hmm. But then I started thinking like that I was working with wealthy clients, like millions of dollars. And so to me, wealth was all around me. And I was like, how do I do that? Like, how do I make a seven-figure income?
Right.
And so then I started looking at management, looking at the corner office financial advisors. And yes, they were making $1 million a year, but they had been there for 25 plus years. Mm. And they were the first in the office and the last to leave. And I was like, okay, well, that's not the goal. If I'm making $1 million a year, I would hope to have some more flexibility and freedom with my time. Mm-hmm. So I started just leaning into wanting to create a high earning business because other people have done it. And I've always been like, if other people can figure it out, I can figure it out. So let me just do it. And other people, and then I look at skyscrapers, like how are skyscrapers made? Somebody had the thought to build that. And then they followed some steps and they did it. And I'm doing something much smaller than that. So kind of tying all these pieces together really gave me that courage to just do it, because the alternative was following the traditional steps and not really loving the outcome that I saw.
Right. It does take that, you know, introspection and observation of, okay, what is the lifestyle of the people that are successful and have done what I'm doing for a decade longer, and realizing, is that really what I want? So yeah. And then just leaning into, you know, what I hear you say is the getting over the fear of getting yourself out there. You really just took your eyes off yourself and just like knew that, well, you know, there are so many people that are struggling and they know don't need to be struggling. And I have the knowledge that can help them stop struggling or taking chances on their investments based on trends that they don't understand. So, I think the biggest thing that I'm hearing you saying that is really valuable is just to take the focus off of us and keep it on the mission and the vision and full throttle ahead. So, and Maggie, you're obviously an expert at helping people, you know, really understand exactly what they need to do to create wealth through investing. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the, you know, the sales parts or the client enrollment part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, and it's evolved over time. It started out with the fear of even putting myself out there and raising my hand and saying, hey, I've got this service available for you. So that the fear of, again, raised its head and was like, people aren't going to want that. No one wants to pay for that. People are broke, like making these own assumptions. You know, it's like, I wanted to help people that didn't have money or that don't have much to work with, but then they have to pay me. And so kind of getting my mind out of that scarcity mindset, I guess, and then moving into there are people that have money to work with. And then the other part of sales that has been challenging is knowing when is the right time. What size of audience do you need before you start asking? How do you go about it? So I would say the challenges have been many, but the biggest one is probably my own mindset and fear of putting myself out there.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a huge one. And it is so common to have that when you first start out with business. And, you know, like you, I don't know, how many years were you with the big investing firms?
About six.
Six. So that's expert level. Six. That's, you know, you know the market inside and out. You've ridden this trend, that trend. You've seen the market shift. You've really weathered a lot and seen a lot, and you've experienced obviously a lot of mentorship, and you know, somebody's had you under their guidance, and you've gained this powerful skill set, knowledge, plus the compassionate side of you, you know, that is tuned into to really wanting to care for the individual. But here, you know, all of a sudden that inner voice is like, who are you to think that you could possibly, you know, it's like, where did that inner voice come from? You know, and it's so common. But the thing is, you know, I think you mentioned, you know, when is the right time to make an offer? And I think you have a course that you've created, as I mentioned in introducing you onto the show. And obviously working one-on-one with you is a very, you know, customized experience where it, you know, one could only expect to pay fairly high fees to have you all to themselves, you know, for a very tailored session, who knows how many weeks those go on. And then you've also created this powerful online course where people can really access your wisdom. And we'll find out more about that, but at, I'm guessing, a much smaller investment level for themselves. So, you know, you say, when is the right time to make my offer, to get myself out there and say, hey, you know, I have this to offer. It's obviously as soon as you have the confidence to realize and own your own greatness, because it really is an inside job to be able to stand firm and own your own power. Because like you saw over and over and over, people were coming to E-Trade, hey, how, you know, I have $500, you know, I want to invest. And so you have the market confirmation, you have all these different elements going for you. So the thing that is always critical and so important is to, when you present an offer, is to speak to the fears, you know, that you're solving, or the challenges that you're solving, and share what the outcomes are, you know, by participating in whatever you're offering, whether that's, you know, your online course or working one-on-one with you, you know, really what is it that specifically your work solves? But a lot of people get hung up in talking about, you know, too much about the nitty gritty of what you're going to be solving or doing versus leaning into the outcome. And so that's one of the things too, that will really help you as well, is thinking about the outcome. You know, what am I, and that's what you alluded to a little bit earlier, is thinking about the why. And that's also the outcome. The outcome of teaming up with you is blank. You know, all right, you're going to be able to know exactly how to get started as a beginner in investing in a way that is lower risk. We can't promise, you know, something we can't deliver, but, you know, you can't control the market. I'm imagining you don't have that crystal ball. Otherwise, you would have that probably 8-figure business by now. But in just, you know, not over promising, but yet do speak to what the outcomes are of the work that you provide and what it would look like either teaming up one-on-one or you know, after learning all the great information that you've put into your online course. So hopefully that helps. It's just really a paradigm shift and leaning more into the outcomes and owning your strengths, owning your zone of genius, owning the fact that you are an expert, you know, because we all know it. And it's just a matter of just, okay, you little scarcity voice, you are no longer welcome.
Yes. Yeah. So, really tuning it out and leaning into the outcomes. Like people are going to be more equipped to make these confusing decisions. And that's really good.
Yeah. It's like a runner at a race, you know, and keeping their eye on that finish line, even though maybe their ankle hurts, their side hurts, you know, their chest is burning, you know, we're just powering through this because I can see the tape at the end of this track. And that's the focus. So hopefully that helps shift your paradigm just a little bit. Will make a difference when you're putting your message out there. You know, Maggie, I'm curious here, you know, we've just been through this incredible shift in our world, you know, the pandemic, right? It's affected not only our health and wellness and all sorts of elements of that, social distancing and everything around that, but also it has had a big impact on so many people's finances and job situations and financial stability. And to talk about scarcity, that little voice really popped up for a lot of people over the past couple of years here. So can you share a little bit about how it's impacted the work that you do?
Yeah. So when that first happened last year, it gave me the opportunity to say, how can I help? And what can I do to help in this time where people are panicking and like losing jobs and all of that stuff? It was at the very beginning when the furloughs were happening pretty quickly. And I decided to offer complimentary one-on-one financial guidance sessions with people. And I put myself out there on Instagram and Facebook. And I just said, hey, if you're somebody that is struggling financially or wondering what to do, I am happy to offer some financial guidance sessions with you for free, completely for free. And I had over 30 people sign up, and it really gave me the opportunity to tune in to what people were faced with, what they were struggling with. Right. And it was a big shift from working with millionaires basically to working with people that were on the ground level, trying to build up, which was where my heart was anyways, but being able to work one-on-one with them, it helped me in realizing that my services were valuable. So it gave me that courage you were talking about earlier to put myself out there and eventually charge for services. But I had a good 6 months where I was just offering them for free. And I got to help people create some budgeting and figure out what to do with the government support that was coming up in the form of, you know, delayed mortgage payments or no interest student loan payments or all of those things. People were then trying to say, okay, what should I focus on if some of these big responsibilities are kind of put on the back burner? And I'm getting some, you know, stimulus checks, and what's the best use of that? So I was able to really help some people get into making the most out of these stimuluses and the programs that we had available to us, and then get refocused on where they even wanted to go. So it was a great opportunity for me to really help and feel like I could give back, and an opportunity for people to face their finances. I think a lot of people became much more aware of their financial life during this time, whether they got furloughed or the potential of being furloughed or received stimulus checks, you know, and all this stuff. So I think it's really, really, really highlighted financial matters for families and individuals and all of that. And so it's been a great time to keep on going with what I'm doing.
Absolutely. The need in my mind is just huge for the work that you do, based on the fact that so many people, like you indicated, it was kind of a wake-up call. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, this you know, conveyor belt that I was on, where things were just clicking along, all of a sudden there was a big ripple, the ripple effect. And it did prompt a lot of people to just stop and look and think about what's going on. So the work that you do is just, you know, so incredibly valuable. And, you know, so I'm curious, how do you work with people who want to finally create that financial stability and even wealth through investing, but they aren't wealthy yet? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah. So basically I take people through, I have a couple different offers. Like I do, you know, you could just buy one session with me, and that might be for somebody that wants help picking out their 401k investments or has something very specific that they want to tackle on one call. But then there's people that are kind of scattered. They know they want to do better with their finances, but they aren't sure where to start. And so for people like that, I have a package and I kind of take them through like, okay, let's assess your current financial situations, your debts, your interest rates, how much you're spending, how much you're making, all of that stuff. And then coming up, like helping them with goal setting and prioritizing those goals. Mm-hmm. What do you really want to focus on? Because I think our money, like everyone's dealing with a finite amount of money on a regular basis. Not that money is finite, but we deal with our paychecks, our income, right? What we get to work with to distribute to all of our wants and needs. And so I help people sort that out and figure out, okay, I'm going to do this first and then this and then this. And whether it's a debt payoff plan, and I help them know the exact date they're going to be out of debt and how much interest they're going to pay along the way. And then deciding, should I invest now or pay off the debt, that sort of thing. And then I help people create investment strategies that they can, both building a portfolio that they can manage themselves. I don't manage anyone's money. I don't charge a recurring annual fee like a traditional financial advisor. I teach people how to manage their own portfolio by choosing their own investments that I do help them pick, or using a robo advisor, which is just an automated way to get invested. Mm-hmm. And then I'll have follow-up calls with clients, you know, to check in and talk about anything else that's coming up. So those are the ways I work one-on-one with clients that really do want that more personalized approach and a more strategic plan and actionable steps. Mm-hmm. And I have this course that's launching at the end of the month. It's to help beginners get invested with confidence. Start Investing with Confidence is the name. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that I have available all the time. I'm just launching it. It's going to be available for 1 week at the end of the month. In the future, it will be available. I think it's called Evergreen, where you can just like buy somebody's course at any time. So that's more in the future. So for right now, I do have the course that I'm going to offer during launches. And then that's something where it's more self-paced. It's all pre-recorded and people can watch the information and then get invested. And I have live coaching calls and stuff for that.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love that. You really cover all the bases there with them from the one-on-one, you know, with a very focused, if you want to have any help getting your 401 set up or anything like that, we can do a one-on-one session to get that done. Or it sounds like you really offer a full, robust looking at what resources they have available, how to disperse them, you know, really what makes sense, and educate them along the way so that they can manage their own portfolios, you know, which is huge, and have that knowledge to be able to do that. And then this course that you're launching here at the end of September, which is, it sounds like it's just chock full of so much valuable information that people can access and go through it at their own pace. Yeah, I love the fact that you're really bringing to the market so much of your wisdom in a lot of different accessible ways. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and your expertise and these two different opportunities to work with you?
Yeah, so my social handles are all Money with Maggie, and I'm very active on Instagram. That's the main place that I show up daily, but I did create a free Facebook group. It's called Start Investing Today. And you could either find that by Googling that, I'm guessing, maybe not. It's probably not high up there on the ranks yet, but yeah, just looking at moneywithmaggie.com, or I'm on YouTube as well. If you're more someone that really loves to consume video content, I've got tons of stuff there. And yeah, so just Money with Maggie.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. So that's Money with Maggie, and that's M-A-G-G-I-E is your handle for Instagram, as well as YouTube.
Yep. And I also wanted to say, sorry, I think I cut you off there, but I did want to say that I do have a 4 steps to start investing guide that's available. You could download it either through my Instagram bio or on my website, moneywithmaggie.com. And it's a step-by-step guide. It helps you figure out which accounts to open, which investments to buy, how to set your investing budget. It's a 16-page, nicely designed guide that can really help you get started with some of those foundational investing things that kind of people need to address when they're getting started.
Oh, that's huge. That is fantastic. So they can find that on your website, and that's moneywithmaggie.com, as well as in your bio on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's 4 steps to start investing. Yeah, that sounds like a very good resource to download and just get clarity around getting going in the investment market. And then you have a Facebook group that is called Start Investing Today, right?
Yes.
And that's a public group. They can find you through groups in Facebook and then request to join.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, Maggie, this is all awesome. And a lot of different ways that people can reach you. So thank you for sharing that. And again, for our listeners, you want to be sure to download that Start Investing Today guide that she's created. And that's available through her website, moneywithmaggie.com, as well as on Instagram. So, well, Maggie, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I would say to remember that it might take some time. I think when we first start out, we really want it to happen immediately. We're so excited about our business. I know I was so excited and just was like, here I am, world. And then, you know, it's kind of crickets at first. And so I think just being okay with that. Like, it's okay that nobody's watching my videos. It's okay that this is taking me forever, what it feels like. And just knowing, like, having some patience, and I've never been good at patience, but like having some real true patience and commitment to your dream, your goal, your why, because that deep, and I mean, you've got to like really get deep with that goal and that why, because it is so much more difficult. I think as all you business owners out there know, it's way more difficult than you probably ever could have imagined.
Right.
But tuning into your why and really just not losing hope, and also unfollowing people that you feel envious of or jealous of. I know that's helped me a lot. Yes, there's other people successful. It's great for them. And I love that everyone, like a lot of people are doing this, but just tune it out so that you can just focus on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important. Stay in your own hula hoop.
Yeah,
because exactly. Yeah, everybody has their own unique approach. And obviously you are unique, period. You know, nobody else is like you. So you have a whole wealth of potential clients out there that are looking for you. And so every entrepreneur has that same kind of dynamic and presence and worthiness and like I say, zone of genius. So yeah, absolutely. I love all of those, being okay with taking time and understanding that there is a gestation period, you know. It's not like adding water and poof, you got a business. So
yeah,
it's difficult to weather that launching period. So yeah, thank you for sharing all those different elements of advice. Very, very powerful wisdom, definitely. So thank you so much. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Maggie through her website, and that's moneywithmaggie.com. And that's M-A-G-G-I-E. Look in the show notes for the link. You can also find her on the social platforms with handle Money with Maggie as well, especially on Instagram and YouTube. And be sure to look for that free guide. It is 4 steps to start investing. And look for that Facebook group and jump into that as well. Start Investing Today, the Facebook group that she's created. So I'm sure you're present in that group and giving a lot of valuable insights in addition. So fantastic. Yes. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Maggie Gomez. And as always, here's to your success.